I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hello, you're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Donahue. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by my colleague, Ilka Denker. Ilka is a college student with us on an internship placement at the moment. And she has done a really interesting piece on alternative funerals. We're coming to the tail end of November, the month of remembrance, so I think this is a very fitting piece. Both Ilka and I, when we had this chat, neither of us were particularly sad. And I suppose that probably just shows that funerals, while they can be extremely upsetting, they can also be a celebration of life. So I suppose that's kind of the line that we were going on with this. She found out some really interesting information in the trends, I suppose, towards alternative funerals. And then we also, I suppose, just discussed a little bit about our own attitudes towards death. So that will be the end of the more morbid topics for this year from this podcast. And it's going to be straight into Christmas cheer after this. But enjoy this one anyway. Ilka, your debut appearance on the podcast. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Great, I'm happy to have you here. How are you today?
Very good, very good. Yeah, happy out.
Where in the world are you?
I'm in Zagreb at the moment, actually. So I'm happy, great day, but it's all good because it's hump day. So
you're in Dublin and I'm in Kildare. God forbid we actually come together to record this podcast.
I know.
Zoom these days.
Yeah, only.
Now, we're very happy for two that are going to be talking about funerals today.
Yeah, it's a bit of a morbid subject, but I suppose we spice it up a little bit.
How do you feel about talking about it?
I suppose I know that it's part of life, and maybe that's because I'm young, so I don't think about it that much. But I've been confronted with it before, like, you know, deaths in the family and stuff. So I think it's part of life, and you have to, obviously it's going to be sad, but at the same time, it's also a celebration of life in a way. So yeah, it comes with a bit of everything, I suppose.
Because when I was a child, I really hated it. I couldn't think about death or like funerals or anything, freaked me out. But then as I got a little older, like I would have laid out now my wishes. I've nothing to leave to anyone, but like, you know, just how about my funeral to go. I don't mind it. I would see it as, like you, as a parent of life and something that you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. I know as a child, I was so scared of it. But at the same time, you don't understand it. Like going to funerals as a child, I would just wouldn't know what was going on. It was a bit confusing, but yeah. Know more about it now, especially after I've written that article.
So you wrote an article, very interesting, on alternative funerals.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So these are just kind of different ways to, I suppose, celebrate life and a bit what you can do outside of, I suppose, the traditional mass and burial.
Exactly, yeah. So there's kind of been a shift towards looking at different ways, and I suppose we wanted to highlight that in this article, just about the entire process from the ceremony to the burial. There's different like ways to have a funeral these days. So we tried to highlight that with the article.
And when you were researching for this piece, was this information, was it easy to come by, or did you have to do a little bit of digging? I suppose, is this very prevalent, alternative funerals?
I think it is. So it was not difficult to really dig out a lot of information. It was pretty easy. It's especially with Google, like there was so much happening, and you could see that there's quite a few people actually who offer alternative services at the moment, and all the websites I went to link to other people. So you can definitely see that there's a trend happening towards alternative ways for funerals.
So you did a bit of digging again, you found out about these different, I suppose, alternative funerals. I suppose we start off by talking about the natural burial ground. What is that?
Yeah, so basically a natural burial ground is it's a place that acts as going back to nature. So people can be buried on this ground. It's 7 acres of land that somebody has down in Wexford, and he is trying to turn it into a forest. So people can be buried in this natural burial ground. It's very, very simple. And there's not a lot of hassle. There's kind of a few regulations about the type of headstone you may have. It can only be a certain size, and you're allowed to maybe plant a tree if you want to. So that will add on to the forest. And simplicity is key with that natural burial grounds. It's actually a very, very nice place. There's it's turned into kind of a wildlife resort. You could tell it. There's deer, there's bees, there's little bunnies and everything hopping around. And people actually go there now and take walks in the forest on a Saturday and Sunday, he told me. So it's really a very natural way. And he said people are turning towards natural burial grounds because they want to connect a bit more with nature and give back, if you can call it that.
And this guy who set up this natural burial grounds, he had been a funeral director before he did this, was he?
Exactly, yeah. So he told me in the past people would come up to him and they'd be talking about the way they would be buried, and they say, just bury me under that tree. And he thought that was such a nice idea because, again, of the simplicity, just to be able to say I'm buried under the tree as opposed to on a graveyard with all the headstones and stuff. So it's a bit more in tune with nature, and so that's where he was getting at. And people, he saw that people were kind of interested in an alternative way to be buried. So that's how the idea came about.
And you're speaking there earlier about the headstones. If you're putting up a headstone here, are they big headstones or are they quite small?
They're small. I think they're 12 by 14 inches. And actually, most of the headstones are made in-house. So he actually takes care of all of that. He makes the headstones. And I think there's a local stonemason who does them for him. So they're all locally made.
And so ultimately, this place, when it's going to be a forest, it's just going to be...
Yes, that's the ultimate goal.
So it's less about, I suppose, marking the individual people there and more about, I suppose, the collective returning to nature. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that's very fair to say. He said some people choose not to even have a headstone at all. So they would just maybe plant a tree on their grave, and that's it. So it's not really about putting your name there. It's more about the cycle returning to nature, that kind of way.
So natural burial grounds might be something that people mightn't be that familiar with. I hadn't heard of it ever before your articles. But cremation is something a lot of people will know, and cremation has been around for a good number of years. Who were you speaking to with regards to that, Ilka?
Yeah, I was speaking to Dara O'Callaghan from Shannon Crematorium. So this is actually a place, I think it's maybe 4 years old. It's very new. But yeah, he has been doing it, and he's very, you can almost say, passionate about it. He's very, very respectful of the way he does it, because I suppose cremation is something you would be a bit hesitant to do because it sounds a bit weird. But yeah, it's very respectful and very, very nicely done. He really tailors it towards the person, and it's a nice way to get cremated, I suppose.
Well, I have said with a long number of years now that I want to be cremated. But when I was reading your article, I actually realised that I really don't know that much about it. I have kind of signed myself up for this thing, and in my idea, you just had your mass and they shipped you off to the crematorium and that was it. But you were here saying there's kind of a little, there can be music and this kind of a thing around it. Is there a little bit of a ceremony around cremation?
Yes, exactly. So actually, a number of people, religious and non-religious, are choosing to have their ceremony at the crematorium. So he has, there's a chapel there, but it's another name for a gathering place. So it can be religious or non-religious, and people can choose to have their full ceremony there. So it would be the entire thing, just like when you were in a church or another gathering place, the coffin is there and everything, the entire funeral takes place there. You could have either the priest or a civil celebrant hosting the entire funeral. But yeah, music is a big, big part of it. People can choose their own songs, and there's at least 3 pieces of music there. And it's kind of like the entire ceremony just in the crematorium. And then after the ceremony, the coffin gets taken away, and that's where the entire process happens. But yeah, the ceremony is there beforehand.
And then one of the last kind of alternative funerals you researched was civil ceremonies. And I suppose when you think about maybe your traditional mass or religious ceremony, it has very structured, you know, there's a set thing to it. What do you find out about civil ceremonies? What do people include in them, or how do they like to be remembered through them?
Yeah, so civil ceremonies are actually really interesting. So the woman I interviewed was Suanne O'Donnell. And so the way it starts is when somebody has passed, she would sit down with the family and have kind of a one-on-one chat. And she asked them everything about the person's life, and they sit down, they talk about the person, you know, what drove them mad about them, what they love, what made them laugh, music, anything. So they sit down, they have a really nice chat, and it can be hard, and sometimes people forget stuff. So after she goes home, she sends them on all the questions, and if they have anything to add, they can always come back to her. But basically, she designs this entire ceremony around the person and tries to celebrate their life through the memories that she's heard about him or her. So she goes off, she designs everything, and she adds poetry, people add poetry. She might go often and do the entire ceremony, or people can stand up, say stuff, and add eulogy, go up and say poetry or something, share the memories throughout the ceremony. So basically it's all about the person and celebrating the person's life, but doing it in a very personal kind of way. Music is involved as well. People can sing or choose their songs. There can be a playlist. That kind of way.
Some people might be a bit perturbed by the way I'm talking about funerals, but that does sound really nice. It sounds like a really nice way to celebrate someone.
Yeah, definitely. Like when she talked to me, I was really like, she's very passionate about it again. And it's very important to her that people celebrate their loved ones in the way they see fit. So it's totally tailored to them, whatever they want to include. There's a very nice piece about that grandmother that died, and they kind of had the entire ceremony. They had little pauses and people could say a memory about them, that grandmother, and all the grandchildren said nice things in between and stuff. So it's really up to the people. And sometimes also the family would say they want to say something, but when it comes to the time, it might be too sad, they might choke up, and then they say, "Suanne, can you take over?" And she would do that as well. So it's a very kind of private but nice way to celebrate a person's life.
Yeah, I've never been to an official civil ceremony, but when my uncle passed away a number of years, we kind of had our own hybrid ceremony. He was an atheist, and a man wouldn't compromise in his morals. He didn't want to go into the church. Yeah. So we kind of had like our own little ceremony, but like, it sounds very similar to what you're saying there, but we just made it all up at the time. The graveyard, kind of a few songs and a few poems and things like that, and then we had a mass afterwards. But I definitely think these things are definitely becoming, I suppose, coming on stream more and becoming more common.
Yeah, definitely. And also the way you can do it anywhere with the civil ceremony, like you can do it in a local pub or in one of the favorite places of the person in your home. So it's kind of, it doesn't have a set location like a church or something. And I'm talking through all of them, especially for the crematorium and the civil celebrants. There seems to be a trend towards more non-religious funerals. So all of them mentioned it, like there is a trend, but
And Elke, have you been living here in Ireland now? Is it 4 or 5 years?
It's coming up to 4 years now, so not that long.
And have you been to an Irish funeral?
I actually haven't. People have been telling me that it is one big celebration, and that is sometimes even better than a wedding. That's all I've heard, but I've never actually been to one yet. Yeah.
Of course, sometimes funerals are really, really sad, but I know some people listening to this may disagree with me, and I've been to some funerals that are very heartbreaking, but also I have been to funerals that have been
a real celebration of people's life, and that has just been like that, a real celebration. What would funerals be like in Namibia, where you're from?
Yeah, so I suppose the funerals I would be familiar with, it would be kind of more of a sad occasion, the ones I've been to. So they were all in church. We've never had like a civil ceremony, anything. I wouldn't know it from home. But yeah, it was kind of always a very sad thing. Church music, people would get up, like usually family members would get up and say a piece about the deceased person, but it would be more a sad thing than a celebration. So I'm not really used to it. Like, obviously there would be a get together afterwards and you just have a bit of food and talk about the person, but it would be mostly a sad thing. That's the way I remember it.
And would there be many people there? Would it be more just kind of immediate family? I think often we tend to compare our funerals to England, where it's a big, long lead-in time. You're waiting 2 weeks to get buried. It's very only a small amount of people go. Where in Ireland, there's very much a culture of you have to go to everyone's funeral. You know what I mean? Like everyone you know or someone that you know that this their relation, you have to go.
Yeah.
So, people I've never met before.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I have a lot of people writing and being like, and that's weird.
Well, at home, it would be more kind of the immediate family, but it depends on the person. So if he was very well known in the community, everybody would be there, like, you know, that kind of way. But yeah, so usually it would be the immediate family, and sometimes the community would come in as well. If he was one of those people in the community that was really well known and well liked, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, that piece on alternative funerals is in Irish Country Living this week. We kind of have it in just to mark us with the end of November being a month of remembrance. After this, we're going straight into Christmas. This podcast is going to be in Christmas mode also, so things might be a bit more uplifting. Ilka, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having it. It was so much fun. Thank you, William.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.